Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my...
Been a long time since we had a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Salt.
Mini.
Salt.
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 Concert here on Good Day, but there's news from the Buffett camp that is worth our attention for a moment or two. And as this is the point in each hour, we have some musical reference. You may be interested to know the latest in Margaritaville madness, courtesy of Mr. Buffett. There is a musical, a Jimmy Buffett musical in the work. So if you're a parrot head, you may be happy to hear about this musical. Producers said that the show will have Buffett's blend of rock and country tunes and an original story by writers Greg Garcia and Mike O'Malley. The world premiere production expected to be announced for 2017. So the musical will be on Broadway and on, I guess, around... Don't they, normally a successful Broadway show goes on the road, right? Not how they do it for the most part?
Yeah, they tour.
You know, it makes sense. How many of these music genres have we seen
right,
Broadway shows?
You see Mamma Mia, ABBA. You saw
the Four Seasons,
Smokey Joe's Cafe with Motown.
Which is Lieber and Stoller.
Yeah, yeah.
Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
What's that?
Jersey Boys.
Right, yeah, it's the Four Seasons. I mean, if you've got a good music catalog, it just makes sense to write the story around it.
Yeah.
I spent this last
good
week,
story.
Doug, when I was sitting at home on my butt, as you put it.
Nice going.
Watching every music rockumentary I could find.
Really?
The Muscle Shoals, the
What motivated
crew.
You to want to do that?
I just haven't had time to watch them.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine said that he had seen the Muscle Shoals rockumentary.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And then I watched The Wrecking Crew, and then I watched The History of the Eagles.
The Wrecking Crew is good. Did you see the other one?
Did you just yawn?
I did, as a matter of fact.
He was thinking.
Like in the middle?
But now I'm looking for it. I can't find the documentary about Soulsville, Stax Records. But it's just all great stuff. It's music history, and it's entertaining, and it's fun. So these music things do a great job.
I think those the business about the Funk Brothers and also the Wrecking Crew, man. Those were, and there was a great
you have to watch
the movie about Darlene Love.
You have to watch Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, I have not seen that one.
You have to. You will
I
love
have
it.
To.
It's all the 60s soul.
I have to.
And then into the 70s rock. You
I
would
have
love
to
it.
Do it. All right. So Jennifer, give us some background on Craig Strickland. This fellow who is an up-and-coming country singer apparently found his match or his maker or whatever. Oklahoma's Caw Lake, K-A-W, Caw Lake, went missing a week or so ago. Went duck hunting with a friend. Big bad storm took care of him. The body of his friend was found last week, so the two of them, neither of them made it out. Oy. Is a lesson.
Yeah, I don't
that.
Know much about him as far as a country music singer. And look, I'm a country girl. Like, I listen to country radio
I think
a lot.
He's going to be a lot more well known because of
he's
his
more famous in death than in life. He was obviously he was trying to make a career for himself. He had gone hunting or fishing, I think, with a friend. Duck hunting, I think it was. He had gone with a friend, and the friend's body was found about a week ago. Rescue workers were still looking for him, and they finally found him. I guess he had actually survived the boat capsizing, and he made it up on the shore, but he ended up freezing to death, and his body was found in the shape of a cross, which his wife feels that was kind of a symbol that he knew where he was going and knew what was happening to him. So sad, though. I mean, really young guy.
Well, it is what it is, as they say, and what it is that people don't always use common sense.
You have to be careful.
Yeah, you really do have to be careful. This is whether you're in a whether the Mother Nature needs to be respected, and oftentimes we do not respect Mother Nature to the point where it's it's just it's a sad story whenever it happens. Something like that seems awfully needless. 28 minutes after the hour, this is the well-oiled Doug Steffen Good Day program and machine.
That's right.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, are you a slave to the clock? Well, certain times of day, usually without your conscious knowledge, exert more of an influence on you than other times. Here's the social science of it. Humans plan their daily schedule around the top or bottom of the hour. Meetings, meals, phone calls, even the daily commute tend to be scheduled on the hour or the half hour. What's the cheap psychological trick? You gotta buck this trend. Commuting? Pick an odd time between the hour and half hour. That way you'll be slightly behind or slightly ahead the big hourly or half hourly commute push. Or schedule a meeting for 11:06. People will certainly remember the time. Also, make phone calls at an odd time. That's usually when people are finishing up their calls and you'll minimize phone tag. Got a time management tip? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As more and more of us discover the green imperative, emerging markets like China are going to need help to get on board too. In 1 year alone, China consumed more coal than America, Russia, and India combined. And get this, China's opening up new coal power plants every 4 to 7 days now. And here's the rub. Coal-burning power plants account for the deaths of more than 400,000 Chinese each year. And their acid rain also covers Korea, Japan, and us via the Pacific Ocean, inflaming ozone levels along America's west coast. While we here cut greenhouse gas emissions, we're showing China the benefits of increasingly responsible behavior. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.